Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
This Valentine's Day, don't give your sweetheart chocolate or flowers. They want something bigger, something better, something with a hitch. At TC Trailers, they've got over 400 trailers on the lot, ready to sweep them off their feet. From flatbeds to enclosed trailers, goosenecks to dump trailers, they've got the perfect match for every hauling need. And they're keeping it affordable because love shouldn't break the bank. With their in-house repair shop and fully stocked parts department, TC Trailers is keeping your romance and your rig rolling. Plus, financing is available to help you seal the deal. Visit tc-trailers.com because if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, presented by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's courtesy of Copper Electric Services, LLC, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll County, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, CMIM Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Our guest joining us now is Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, and Carl's getting her clicked in here. We got talking at the break. Good morning, Mayor. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. I love to see the sun shining, a little bit warmer temperatures. So
I do too. Do you have any of those Friday the 13th fears, or are you good with the date?
I'm good with the date. I'm not very superstitious, so, you know.
I like that.
I'm okay with it.
Luck favors the prepared, as we like to say. So I don't know if there's any room for superstition. So
that's right.
Well, let's get to it. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. Again, 659-3338. If you have questions or comments for Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, she's always very welcoming to those questions and offers multiple chances for folks to connect with you. Did we just have a Muffins with the Mayor this past week?
Yes, we did, and we had a great turnout. I was so excited about that. I think we ended up with maybe 30-some people there, and it was like, that's exciting. That's what I love to see, people out from the community coming in, finding out, you know, what's going on in our different departments, in our community. We had good questions. We had good conversations. So, yes, it was very exciting.
Can you share some of the biggest concerns that you're hearing from folks? I'm happy, and I'm a little surprised that many people came out, but I am super happy about that, because if people have questions and you're there, I don't want them saying then later, well, she didn't answer my question. Well, you have several opportunities to go meet with her. So I'm glad to hear so many people came out.
Exactly. You know, we had a few questions on, like, what's going on maybe in a building or, you know, things like that. But most of all, our department heads give kind of a summary of what's going on in their department and, you know, things to look forward to. The street department talks about, you know, the paving, and we did award that bid on Monday night at the Board of Works meeting. So now we're just waiting for them to get started on our street. So I'm sure it'll be a little while. It has to get better weather, but... We talked about that. Some new businesses may be coming. We're having a new car wash that is looking at coming to Frankfort soon out on 28 East. So just different things. And what I'm really excited about is what's going to be happening at Prairie Creek Park and also our parks this summer. One of the things that I've always wanted was for our small parks, neighborhood parks, to have events. And we're going to do that this year. We've at least got one event planned at each park. And maybe have some food trucks, some events, different things going on. So I'm excited about that.
Yes, and I saw that we are thinking at least about concerts again, and I know Kimberly will talk about that, but that's always something I look forward to. We have such a great park system, and we do a lot with it.
Absolutely, and I know they've been working hard. We actually approved some of those contracts on Monday night, some for the Raices Festival, along with just our summer concerts and our tune nights, along with our movie nights. So there's a lot of exciting things that are going to be happening in Frankfort. So I hope everybody attends those events and, you know, and realize they're free.
Yeah.
Just come on out and enjoy. You know, that's what we're hoping.
I'm looking at my calendar here, and I see coming up February 26th is another Sparkling Success Leadership Series. This one with Cindy, is it Hoy? Did I say her name right?
Hoy. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
Okay, so we're excited to have her. You know, we've been looking for speakers for these events throughout the last few months, and we feel very lucky to have her, you know, to come and speak with us. I think she's going to be a great motivational speaker. And just tell us how, you know, she's been successful on, you know, her road to that success. And it's going to be kind of a fair type thing, state fair thing. So we have food and, you know, those type things planned for, like, if it's at the state fair. So I'm excited about that one.
Yes, I can't, you know, there's a lot happens that goes into the state fair, and to have somebody from there come here and talk about it, we're looking forward to that as well. I know you mentioned that you've taken some bids, and one was approved the other night, but are you still looking for a couple of other, I know there were somebody looking to water flowers and some things like that. Can you talk about that a little as well?
Yes, absolutely. We are still taking bids for watering downtown, for the hanging baskets along with the planters, also for the landscaping and the mowing at Old Stoney. So we still have some things that are out there that we're asking people to please bid on. So we're getting all ready for spring and summer and, you know, what's coming up. So a lot going on, like I said. This is a busy time for us, getting ready for spring and summer.
Oh, I'm sure. This is kind of the lead up to the busy season, so I'm sure it's as busy as the regular time. And again, we're speaking with Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. I have to talk about it. You know, you put out a statement a couple of weeks ago. We were gracious enough to be able to get you on and talk about that. Can you just go over it again for maybe somebody that maybe missed it? I don't know how you could have. But then let's talk about what's happened since then.
You know, I really have not had anything happen since then. You know, there's some things that we had asked for, you know, if they were interested in coming to Frankfort. I know for myself, I have still a lot of questions and concerns. So we asked them for, like, the financial impact, also environmental. And also, I asked them to have public meetings for our constituents. So I have not heard back from them on any of those things at this time. So I'm not sure, you know, if or when. The biggest thing I wanted to do when I put that statement out was just to let my constituents know they're still, you know, talking about they're interested in the city of Frankfort. And like I said, I still have a lot of unanswered questions, a lot of concerns, and I think that, you know, there's a lot of things we need to have answered and we need to understand. And so I don't know if we'll hear from them anymore. I felt like I needed to get out in front of this and to let my constituents know that, you know, they're still interested.
And again, this is in reference to a proposed data center. And at that time, of course, I would like for you to reiterate again, you really won't have a vote unless by chance it would just come down to a tie. So talk about that. And it has to go through some steps before it would even get to that point anyway.
Absolutely. And they have to have a plan in place, and they have to present that to our city plan commission. And then it has to be approved or disapproved by them. So that's one of the steps. Also, I have an understanding that they're going to have to go before the drainage board, also our airport authority. So those are steps that have to take place yet. Along with if they want any incentives or any abatements, anything like that, that would have to go before our city council. And they would be the ones that would vote, you know, what they want, or if they want it at all. That is totally, you know, a vote that would be taken by the common council. I don't vote on council issues. I don't vote on ordinances, resolutions, things like that. Only if there's a tie, then I can break that tie. But that very rarely happens.
Absolutely. Well, I saw in the news yesterday, and of course we have it on BoonCountyDailyNews.com, where they are bringing, it looks like, a data center to that area. Have you heard anything about that, or any rumblings from people about that data center? I know it's not our area, but I'm just wondering what the folks over there are thinking, or if you've heard anything about that.
Are you talking about the one in Boone County?
Yes.
Is that correct? Yeah. I really haven't heard anything about that. You know, all of a sudden you hear, okay, they're breaking ground over there. But, you know, I know that it's a lot like here in Clinton County. There's a lot of people that are against that. And I know there's also people that are for it. So I just, that's the one thing I hate the most about all of this, is how it divides the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that just doesn't go with me. Do you know what I mean? We need to have a community that we can all get along. We can agree. We're not going to agree 100%. I understand that. But if something comes in and it's that divisive, that is a huge concern of mine.
Yeah, I agree with you. What other upcoming projects or things do you see happening here in the next few months, not just for the city, but for yourself as well from your office?
Okay, well, we just have a lot going on. We're going to have our State of the City. That's going to be the end of March. So I'm excited. We're able to let our citizens know what's going on in Frankfort. We'll have different reports from the different departments. We'll have some financials that I'll present. So just kind of to give us an idea of, you know, where we were in 2025 and as we move forward. So I'll have some goals there as well. I'm always excited about if we can get some sort of economic development or new industry or new small businesses. I think, you know, we need to grow, but we need to grow in the right way and something that's going to be good for our community. So we're always looking at things. Developers call us pretty often. You know, I'm not going to tell you how many in a week's time. Sometimes we may have three and sometimes we may have none. But, you know, I just hope that we can continue to support our small businesses and to keep our community alive and let people be here and know that we are a loving, caring community. I think that's the biggest thing. We live in a great community. We really do. We have a lot of things going on for our constituents. And, you know, we're blessed. Like, I think of the library often. Do you know how many things they offer in a month's time that people can go to?
Absolutely.
You know, we don't have anything here. Yes, we do. You're just going to have to look for it. And I know sports are going to start pretty soon, the spring and summer sports. I see where they're signing up for, like, you know, baseball, Little League, all those type things. So there are things out there. Sometimes we just have to look for them. So I think that's the biggest thing. I just want to continue to see our community to grow and, you know, and see what each one of us can do to make this a better place.
Now, I do want to talk about the State of the City real quickly. It's happening at the library this year. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yes. I just wanted folks to make that note. And then do you have the date on that off the top of your head?
I think it's March 31st.
Okay. That sounds right, but I have moved that paper now, and it's under a stack here, and you know how that goes. Blonde moment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having one of those.
Oh, I'm a stacker. I understand. I totally get that.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving me a little leeway there.
Yeah. Somebody told me that the other day, and they say, she can pick out exactly that in that stack, and I think you're absolutely right.
You know, you mentioned the airport board when you were talking about something that a data center, you know, bringing something like that would have to pass that board as well. How important is having the airport to our community?
You know, it's very important to us. I know that it's good for our industrial park. It's used a lot. And, you know, also, it brings other people to into the community, maybe just for a day, for a little bit. You know, they can fly into our airport. I just think it's very important to us, and I think we're really blessed to have a nice airport like we do. Not all communities have that, but I do know that our industry uses it, you know, a lot. And besides, there's a lot of other things that go on out there. They have a nice conference room. I know I've met at meetings before. So it offers a lot for our community.
I agree. It absolutely does. Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line today. You're welcome to call in 659-3338. And so she would answer your questions. One of the other things I wanted to touch on a little bit is Indiana Bill 1333. Can you talk a little bit about that and what impact that might have for Frankfort, if any?
Okay, my understanding, that's the one with the state would be able to come in and maybe put whatever they want on agriculture land or whatever. My understanding, I think that did not pass through, if that's the one that you're talking about, that it's not going to pass. But that was a concern of mine. Anytime, you know, that local government loses that, that's a concern of mine. Because I think that sometimes we know at a local level more what we need than, you know, the state coming in and saying, this is what you have to do, you know, you don't have to have public hearings, we can decide this for you. I'm all about local government, and I'm really glad that it's, you know, at this point not passing through.
Also, recently you had a few new firefighters swear in. Do you want to talk about them a little bit?
Hi, Carl.
Hi.
I forgot to tell you. Sorry, Carl's here today hosting with me.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Yes, we had two new firefighters that we swore in Monday night. How exciting. We always love it when we get new employees for the city of Frankfort. I always tell them they're working for the best place ever. You know, there's nothing like the city of Frankfort. So we have two right now. There's a possibility of more on down the road. According to our 2026 budget, we're able to increase that to four new firefighters. One of the reasons is because we're getting the new station out on 28 West. So, but they said there's a long time in training, you know, sometimes up to 6 months to a year's worth of training. So this gives them the opportunity to get that training in and to get, you know, acquainted with our department, the firefighters, and then people will be ready to go when that new station's ready.
And are we still kind of on track for that being ready when we thought it might be?
Absolutely. I heard that just the other day they're satisfied, you know, with where we are. Walls are going up, so that's exciting. And then as time goes on, weather permitting, you know, they'll just keep going on it. So hopefully we'll stay on track for a September grand opening. So
I'm curious.
And our new fire truck is going to be coming in soon, too.
Oh, that's exciting. Awesome. Yes.
You know, I'm so excited. Matt actually said that the other night. Believe maybe a Board of Works that, you know, the new fire truck, they're going to run down and see if it's, well, you know, everything that we're expecting of it and that type thing. And then I thought he said maybe in March sometime we'll get that new truck. And the most important thing of all is that truck is paid for.
Yay.
So that makes me happy. We used our ARPA funds to purchase that, along with the Redevelopment Commission helped us. So that's always good. That's always good when you can get a new piece of equipment and it is paid for.
We've been seeing a lot on the news, and again, Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line, about ICE and what's been happening in other communities. Do you have any worries about that here? I mean, I know I saw where the mayor, I believe it was of Carmel, said that they cannot prevent them from coming, ICE from coming. And have you heard anything, or do you have any concerns here about any of that?
You know, I haven't heard anything for Frankfort. Now, that doesn't mean that they wouldn't come here because, you know, like you said, they don't have to tell me that they're going to come here. They don't really have to get my permission to be here. So right now, I have not had anybody contact me, you know, said they're going to be coming here, but I don't think I will. You know, that's just not the way they work. So they go into a community, and not always are the officials aware of what's going on.
I also wanted to give you a little bit of time to kind of praise your departments for some of the stuff they've been doing recently, because I know there's been a few gas leaks reported and stuff like that, and I see fire trucks and everything out there just on the scene really quickly. And then there was the situation at the Walmart a few days ago, and that was, handled well by the officers and everything. So if you want to talk about those and talk about the departments and how they're doing.
Right. Where do I begin? I am so proud of our department. They work so hard, and people do not realize what all they have to do. It's like you mentioned the Walmart situation. You know, that's a scary situation, and we have officers, people that are here locally that are here to serve and protect us, and they're putting their life on the line. They're out there not knowing what they're going to get into, you know, what's really going to happen. So I'm so proud of our police department and what they've done and how they continue to do that. A lot of good, dedicated police officers. And then next I'll move on to our fire department. We have an amazing fire department. We have a great fire chief. One thing that I love about what our fire department's doing right now is all the training. I don't know if you see it on social media or not, but they do a lot of training. And to me, that is so important, not only for our citizens, but also for the safety of firefighters. And so they do an amazing job. We never know what they're going to get called out. Like you said, gas leaks, you know, it could be an accident. It could be a home fire. I think I saw just the other day there was another fire out in the county. And these are tough situations. They walk into those situations not knowing what they're facing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very proud of our Frankfort Fire Department as well. I can't go without mentioning our street department. My gosh, they're amazing. They look at that snow they got rid of and all the ice. And, you know, I know people complained and they didn't think they did it fast enough or maybe the right way. But, you know, we have a lot of streets to cover. We have a lot of ice, a lot of snow. And of course, then you have the cold temperatures and you have the wind. And, you know, those are things that we can't control. But our city workers get out there, our street department, they get out there. They still collected trash. I know we had to call off recycling for one of the days. But they worked 24/7 during that snowstorm to keep our street clear. And I just thanked them. I couldn't thank them enough. I told Brian that the other day. I'm so proud of them. And they're willing to do it. I mean, they don't grumble about it. You know, they just know that's their job and that's what they're going to have to do. And we have an amazing superintendent out there that encourages them and makes sure that the work's done. Our parks department, again, another great parks department. They help keep the park cleared off. They were make sure the streets were cleared off out there during the Festival of Lights. And people could still go through the parks because there for a while we had some ice and snow that could have prevented that. So we have an amazing parks department. They're looking forward to the plants, the hanging baskets, you know, mowing, all those things to get our parks beautiful again. So we just have so many great departments, and I am so thankful for that. And the employees. I mean, we have great leadership in those departments, along with we have many great employees.
I agree with that. This weekend, tomorrow is, Valentine's Day. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I was getting a salad yesterday from Arnie's and giggling. And because as I was sitting there getting my money out and getting ready, there were men coming out of Ellis Jewelers. And so talk a little bit about supporting our local. I mean, we have some great boutiques downtown. We do have Ellis. We're lucky to, but we have some great restaurants for folks to go to. Just talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, we have a great downtown and also small businesses out in our community, not just downtown. But there's so many places you could go enjoy a nice meal. You know, there's places then you can go for dessert. You know, there's Fresita's. They always have great things down there. We have Arnie's. We have Pepe's. You know, Greek's. All these downtown. We have boutiques. So, you know, if a husband wants to go pick up something nice for their wife or their girlfriend, you know, they could run in there. Then, of course, we have Ellis Jewelers, who has been here for many, many, many years with so many things that they could purchase a wide variety. And so I think we're really blessed in this community that we have so many people that have opened small businesses, continued to have those small businesses open because they believe in us. And, you know, our community needs to really support them during these times.
Absolutely. Well, we have about used all of your time for the day, but I did want to give you a chance. Is there anything else that you would like to touch on, that you would like to bring up today?
You know, I can't think of anything. I'm like I said, I'm just looking really forward to, you know, spring and summer and what we're going to see happening here and you know, getting the parks ready to go and in the downtown. I think I'm tired of the snow and cold. I don't know about you.
I am very tired of it.
Absolutely. Like, come on, give me some sunshine. Give me some great things. So, yeah, I really look forward to that. And like I said, when I talked about all of our employees, our leadership team, you know, we care about this community. And so we're all looking forward as well as to things that we can do when the weather breaks for us so that, you know, we can make this a great place to live. And you know, that's what I want people to see, is that we work really hard for them. So we're looking forward to a great spring, a great summer, and I hope everyone has a great Valentine's Day, no matter what you decide to do. And just remember, it's all about love.
I appreciate that. Happy Valentine's Day to you as well. Thank you so much for joining us today. Always good to have you on, and we hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets was our guest there on Party Line. And of course, she has several things coming up in the future with the state of the city and such. But we will keep you all updated on that as well. Just another quick reminder that Sunday is the Tipton Farm Toy Show. It's from 9 o'clock until 3 at the Tipton County 4-H Fairgrounds. It's important, especially in this community, for our youth, because many of those youth do the projects during the fair where they need for their farm scenes to have some of these toys. And this is a great show that's really fairly close to home to get some of those. So just a reminder that that is happening on Sunday. There will be door prizes. Admission is just $5. There will be food there as well. Also, from the town of Mulberry, there's an open position for the town clerk treasurer. You do have to be a resident of Mulberry to apply, but the deadline is coming up on the 17th Tuesday. So if you are interested, you need to contact Jordan Brewer. And if you need information on how you can contact him, you can always give us a call here at the station, and we will get you that information. Also, again, tonight, HoosierlandTV.com, boys basketball, Clinton Prairie at Rossville, 7:30. Tomorrow morning, Inside the Huddle from 9 o'clock until 10. And then tomorrow at 1 o'clock, girls regional basketball, Carroll will be playing Monroe Central. And so that's all happening right here on the radio. Tomorrow is, anyway. Tonight is on HoosierlandTV.com, but then the game tomorrow is on the radio. So, Carl, thank you. Fun to have you back in.
Yeah, I talked like a total of five times.
Let's go talk about cows. Carl and I like to talk about cows.
For hours.
We send pictures via Facebook of cows, of all things. So, well...
At least
they're
I
cute.
Know that if I get a notification from you, it's going to be a smile.
It's going to be a cow, probably. That's right. All right. Well, thank you for filling in today. And I think we're going to be hopefully back to normal maybe next week, if we're ever normal. I don't know that we are, but maybe we'll be sort of normal. Oh, no, Shan's gone next week. Never mind. Shan's gone next week. So it'll be another week of me and Melissa and whoever else fills in as well. But anyway, thank you very much, Carl. That's going to wrap it up for Party Line today. Have a great and safe weekend, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day.